Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The time is now 5:03. The Warwick Finance Committee is open and for business. And may I have a motion for acceptance of the minutes for the meeting held April 4th, 2022?
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion, I have a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Onto the bid package, PCR 44-21. The first bid is 2023-026. Network connectivity. Good evening, Chris.
Good evening. Chris Kate, I'm the network manager for MIS. This is a request under City Ordinance 56-6 to award $294,600 to Cox Communications and FiberTech Holdings Group, also known as Crown Castle, to extend the current contract through June 30th, 2023. Cox and Crown Castle provide network equipment, configuration, and support services that unify the city's various buildings into one large network. While Cox provides a majority of those transport services, Crown Castle more specifically provides the dark fiber for certain buildings that required that physical connection. MIS is currently in the process of information gathering to develop appropriate specifications for the next generation, the next version of the city's network. This process has taken longer than expected, and given current industry-wide supply chain issues relating to the procurement of network equipment, this necessitates an extension of the current agreements to ensure continuity of existing city network services. Cox has agreed to maintain its current pricing, and we're currently on a month-to-month schedule with Crown Castle. A note to that effect, at least with Cox Communications, is attached. There isn't a current contract with Crown Castle. We just pay month to month. The budget code to cover these expenses will be 25-307, and I welcome any questions you may have.
Thank you so much, Chris. Are there any questions from members of the committee? Okay, thank you. Are there any questions from members of the council? Are there any questions from members of the public? Thank you. The next item on the bid is bid 2022-406, State of Rhode Island Telephone Services.
Again,
Chris, how are you?
Again, Chris Kate. Network manager for MIS. This is a 5610 request to utilize State of Rhode Island APA 20254 for telephone and call center systems and award Cox Communications for 24 months in the amount of $252,000. The two-year contract will run May 1st, 2022 through April 30th, 2024 with the option of 2 one-year contract extensions. Cox Communications is the current provider of voice services for the city, and these services include telephone hardware, phone system configuration, as well as maintenance and support. While the existing bid will end May 31st, MIS has decided to begin the new contract a month early to take advantage of improved pricing. The new agreement features a lower overall cost per phone or per seat. This will reduce the monthly phone charges to the city by $580.40 per month, or $13,959.60 over the initial 24 months. The budget code to cover this will be 25-303. Any questions, please?
Thank you, Chris. Any questions from members of the committee? Councilman Gebhardt.
Hey, Chris, thanks. I just want to clarify in here. So does this cover the hardware for each user as well, or is that a separate?
It does. Yep. In fact, the phones are going to be upgraded.
Okay, so they get a with like a basic device or.
It would be Cox has two or three different offerings for phones. This would not be the base model. It's a tier up.
Okay, so that's their software seat, their line or direct dial extension, and then the hardware.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Yep. And then you mentioned call center in here. Do we have any actual call centers, or are you really talking more about just the overall package?
It's really the overall package. Cox maintains its own call centers for support. If we have an issue on our end, we can contact them for support. We don't have a formal call center here, but hunt groups and auto attendants, and yeah.
Got it. And this covers they do the configuration also for, okay. All right, great. Thanks.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other questions from members of the council? Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you, Chairman. On this item, you say Cox Communication is the current provider of voice services for the city. These services include telephone hardware, phone system configuration, maintenance, and support. Could you elaborate a little more on the voice services part of it? What particularly is voice services?
That's anything involving not just the desk phones that the city employees use, but also all of the back-end systems that are required to interconnect those telephones. These days, instead of having an on-site PBX or some large piece of hardware that provides that the brain, so to speak, for the whole operation, a lot of that is done through the cloud on Cox's end. And so really anything, not just the telephones for the end users, but also call groups. So if someone calls a particular department, for instance, MIS, there's a call group that the main number goes to, it's directed to, and then you can set a call path for that group, which extensions are going to ring first. Do they ring simultaneously? Do you have one after the other? Those sorts of things.
You just made me think of something else. So these phone calls that we're talking about, whether they're inter-office, inter-departmental, whether a member of the community calls into a particular department, or one of the members of the council calls into a particular department on the city phones, mm-hmm. Are those phone calls recorded?
Those phone calls are not recorded.
They are not recorded?
That's correct. Not to the best of my knowledge, they are not recorded.
Okay.
Yeah, we do have call records that we can pull if needed, but we do not record those calls.
Call records meaning one inbound phone number to another?
Right. Inbound and outbound call records.
But it does not maintain the actual conversations?
Correct. There is not I'm not aware of a recording or a transcription of a conversation.
Okay. The telephone hardware, could you talk about that a little bit, please? A little bit further on telephone hardware. Keep in mind, I grew up with the Canon string. So this technology stuff is new. It's a bit, confusing sometimes. So could you just do that in the white hair version?
Oh, sure. I grew up with rotary and dial tone phones, so I can recall a little bit. These phones are programmable phones. They can be configured by Cox Communications and then sent out to wherever it needs to be deployed, so that once it's plugged in, it will actually reach out to the internet and communicate with the Cox backend. And all of the instead of having a hard-coded key to dial a particular extension, it's all done in software, which makes it very easy to change the programming of the buttons on the fly. If you want it to call a group of people versus a single person, I can call Cox and have them change that programming on the back end. It's all very easy to change that way.
And I think I just heard you say that you grew up with a rotary phone.
I did, yeah.
Well, it has been said that sometimes I might have short-term memory, but with what you just said from here, I would have never guessed that you were old enough to be my brother or maybe even my son. It doesn't appear to be so from here, but good for you.
We had both.
But thank you for that. And you also indicate here that there's about a $14,000 savings. I know it's not a huge amount of money given a $250,000 bid, but I do appreciate you informing us of at least some type of savings on this. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
I'm all set, Chairman.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the public? Members of the public. Thank you. Bid number three is 2023-027, Police Radio Circuits. Chris, you got the top three picks this night.
I appreciate it. Once again, Chris Kate for MIS, Network Manager. This is a request under City Ordinance 56-6 to award Verizon Business Network Services in the amount of $120,000 for radio communication circuits for the Warwick Police Department. These circuits are used in the police department's dispatch system to enable critical public safety communications, as an example, between the dispatch center and officers on duty. The police department is developing a replacement to their current radio communications system, and until that new system is production ready, ready for prime time, maintaining the current communication system is essential. And to that end, MIS requests another 12 months of funding from July 1st of this year through June 30th, 2023, to ensure that the current services continue while the police department proceeds with an upgrade strategy. And the budget code to cover this will be 30-303.
Thank you so much. Any questions from members of the committee? Questions from members of the council? Councilman Lattisaur.
Thank you. Over here, you say to that end, MIS requests another 12 months mm-hmm. of funding from July 1st, 2022 to June 30th, 2023. So am I to assume that the previous extension was for 1 year as well?
I'm not sure about the current. Was it? It was a previous. That is correct. Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Councilman. Questions from any of the members of the council? Questions from the public? Questions from the public? Thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
The next bid is 2022-409. Renovations and repair to the therapy pool. This is found on page 11. And we will hear a question to the solicitor. Should we go to 2022-199 first, or should we hear this bid and then revert back? Doesn't matter. Okay, thank you. We'll go to 409. Hi, Christy.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Public Works is requesting to award a 56-6 to New England Aquatics for the repairs at the therapy at pool at McDermott. The reason we are requesting a 56-6 at this point, we had gone out to bid two times previously. The first bid did not receive any responses. The second bid received one only from New England Aquatics. There's some issue with the way the bid is, not issue with the way the bid is written, but in the bid, it does not allow us to provide funds up front for a project. However, after some discussion with the administration, purchasing agent, and obviously this is not normal protocol, we're asking to award this bid under a 56-6 so we can get this project moving. We would provide the vendor with an initial down payment of $13,650, and then the balance would be paid upon completion of the renovations to the pool.
Thank you, Christy. I'm going to go to, are there any questions for members of the committee? Councilman Gebhardt.
Thanks. Hi, Christy. So what do you attribute the lack of attention or interest in working on this one for? Is it specialized? Or?
It is. We've actually, the director had reached out to some other area pools and, you know, to see who they would utilize. And everyone said, you need to call New England Aquatics. You should call New England Aquatics. So they're basically one of the only companies in this area, or at least in Rhode Island, that does this type of renovation work to aquatic facilities. Just because it, because of the nature of what it is, it's not like we can just hire a general contractor to come in and expect that they'll understand what needs to be done in a pool when you have to involve the Department of Health and you have guidelines and regulations you have to follow.
And so they're essentially saying, if we do do the work, then you need to give us some down payment up front and then...
They're going to do the work. They were going to do the work under the bid the way it was written, but because we can't, and you know, we can kind of sympathize with their position, you know, the way that economically it is right now with them getting material or expecting payment, they may have to front some money on, you know, to buy the material that we're requesting them to, you know, redo the pool. So that was the agreement that was come up with, and we just needed to, it's the exact same scope of work. It's the exact same price. It's the exact same vendor. It's just that because of the way our bids are written, we couldn't pay them anything to get the project started.
Got it.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other questions from members of the council? Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you, Chairman. Hi, Christy.
Hi.
Christy, what are the repairs that need to be done to this pool?
This is the same thing that we had gone over previously when the bid itself was presented to the council. The therapy pool is going to be retiled. It's going to be reworked. It's and I didn't bring the scope of work with me this time, but it's this. We had this discussion when we originally had asked to award the bid that. I can probably pull up the specifications on my phone. I just don't have them with me right now.
We discussed this previously. Previously was some time ago, and there's nothing in our binder. Help here. It doesn't speak specifically to what it is. So I don't remember what it was. That's why I'm asking what it includes. What is the start date of this work?
The start date would be if we can issue them this initial payment of $13,650, they will get the material and they will start immediately.
And have they indicated to you in writing how long it's going to take them to get whatever materials they need?
No.
Do you have any idea how long it's going to take them to get whatever materials they need?
I don't.
Do they have a complete, what materials do they need?
Give me 1 second. I'm sorry, bear with me. I know
No, that's okay. Councilman, if you look at where bid 2022-199, the request to rescind, there is information. If you go to page 20 in your packet, it does break down some of the cost. It doesn't go specifically to the items, but it does say item number one is renovations to therapy pool per bid spec. Item number two is engineering services. And then, of course, with engineering.
No, I understand that, Chairman. Thank you for that. I did notice that, but it only points out engineering services for $2,000. I'd like to know what it is that I'm going to be voting for in terms of materials, because right now, we've said it numerous times, all materials are very difficult to get, some of them more than others. And I'd just like to get a sense as to when we can expect these materials, what the start date will be, so we have an idea when this pool is going to begin getting repaired, and what the completion date is. I think those are, you know, those are questions that I have anyways that I'd like to have answered.
I understand. I do want to go on record just to identify that this item was voted for at the meeting of November 1st, 2021. And it was heard at the meeting. I do understand that you're asking for the question specific to the repairs, which was discussed in November. The we're basically looking just, there's not an increase in the reward. And whether or not we get that information, the sooner we get this taken care of, the sooner that pool can be fixed. I'm not questioning that. I just feel that we've already touched on what the repairs would be from November 1st, 2021. But I'll refer back to Christy if you have that information for the councilman.
That's fine, Chairman. That was 6 months ago or 7 months ago. It would have been pretty easy just to include it in this package, which it's not. So I'm just looking to have that spoken to again as to what it is. Christy, another quick question. So how long has this therapeutic pool been actually out of service?
This pool has been closed since COVID started.
Since when?
COVID started.
So this is like over 2 years?
Yes.
And how come it's been closed so long? I mean, I understand that we need to get materials, we need to get vendors, but this is over 2 years it's been closed.
This was tasked back to the Department of Public Works when the mayor took office to maintain these facilities. I do not have an answer as to why they weren't, it wasn't opened before that. It was not under the purview of Public Works.
Is that something that is, you know, used often by a lot of our residents?
Yes, particularly the elderly.
Right. Okay. And for what it's worth, I don't have a problem with the 25% deposit as an isolated matter. I do want to point out that this wouldn't be something that I would like to have as some new protocol, because you're introducing more paperwork, you're introducing more work from the finance department for, you know, various staff people here, in terms of A, getting a payment request, B, getting vouchers done, getting checks cut, get this sent out, somebody's going to record it coming in. This is not something that's going to just cost you a couple dollars. So I'm concerned, or I just want to point out that it's nothing that I would like to see establish, you know, some new protocol here. It's this is like a one-time incident.
This is just a one-time request. This is not a normal thing that we would do. I personally, when it comes to projects like this, I personally handle the payments, the invoices, and things that are associated with these projects.
Do you cut the check as well?
I do not cut the check.
Christy, can you give me, you know, just the top of your head? Obviously, this is nothing that I don't think any of us remember what materials were included or what items were included
in this. Specifications are.
Top of your head?
These are the specifications. Renovate 800 square foot gunite pool included pressure test plumbing, remove existing tile, chip out tile line around return lines and drains, remove all loose and hollow plaster and patch, chip out cracks on steps, remove all loose hollow material and rebuild, apply scratch coat bond to pool, waterproof around return lines, drains and skimmer mounts, replace return line fittings and drain covers to match new pool finish. Set new 6-inch perimeter tile, including depth tiles and no diving tiles. Tile 2x2 lake blue. Set new 4-inch tile trim to the treads of steps, unglazed black tile. Replaster pool with white diamond pebble sheen. Acid wash and polish pebble sheen the day after installation. Replace railing anchors. Remove all debris from site. Price includes any permit, permits required, and pricing for engineering services if necessary. Those are the specifications.
Okay, that's pretty extensive. So a lot of this appears as a lot of this is labor as well into this number. So assuming that this gets approved, when do you think you'll have a start date from the vendor?
I did not have that conversation with him. Our director did. From what I understand, it'll probably take about 6 weeks, you know, with curing times and whatnot.
Sure.
That's what we're anticipating, barring anything, you know, out of the norm. So I would say probably within 2 months, as soon as we get this project started, it will be finished.
All right. Thank you, Christy. Christy, would you be so kind as to just notify us on the council when they have given you a start date for the work? You know, I'm assuming that once it's started, you know, the work will just continue through completion. Could you just, so we can answer questions from, you know, our constituents that may or will be calling about this thing getting up and running again?
Sure.
Thank you. I'm all set, Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other further questions from the members of the council? Questions from members of the public? Questions from members of the public? Thank you. We'll move on to 2022. Council President McAllister. Thank you, Council President. We'll move on to 2022-199, rescinding that bid of renovations and repairs to the therapy pool. I think it's pretty clear cut why we're doing that. You explained in the previous. If anyone has any questions from the committee? Committee? Questions from the council? Questions from the council? Questions from the public? Please step up to the microphone, identify yourself. All questions towards the department will be directed towards the chairperson. Certainly. And just identify.
I'm really loud. So, Rick Casella, Ward 1. You said we had the question of whether or not to give them a deposit, and then secondly was the rescinding. So are we taking that bid and tearing it up and start rewriting a new bid?
That
says we're going to give, because or we're just adding an addendum to the existing award. You know what I mean?
Rescinding the first bid, and I welcome correction, but it's rescinding the bid that we had, and it's the exact same writing, just going forward with a different plan to get it started.
So it's different writing, that it's going to specifically state in this bid specifically that monies will be dispersed in a specific manner that wasn't in the first bid, correct?
Yes.
So it's totally separate?
Yes. We're rescinding the first bid of 2022-199. Okay.
So then we're not really establishing a precedent to add any addendums to existing bids. We're going right back to the beginning.
Yes.
Does that mean we send it out for other people to bid on it again? Because maybe they didn't bid because they weren't getting any money up front. Does that create an unfair advantage? I don't know. I'm sorry, but he was asking questions that made no sense, that you had already been answered. And we had, $650,000 worth of spending on MIS, which is important, and I'm sure every penny's needed. But there were very few questions, so I just wanted to throw out some crazy stuff that popped into my head.
This bid was the original bid was advertised twice. The first bid had no responses. The second bid only had this particular mm-hmm. vendor. We awarded it to the vendor, mm-hmm. and then we ran into this roadblock that we were having. We were trying to work out. We reached out, as I stated earlier, mm-hmm. to other venues that have the same type of work. You know, probably. Other pools, basically, whether mm-hmm. And they use the same vendor we do, which is New England Aquatics. So I don't think it's fair to say that we didn't do our due diligence. It's just that there is really nobody else.
And I guess my whole point.
Thank you, Christy.
My whole question is, I guess for the solicitor, is if you reestablish a new bid with language specific to this project, and this package is produced specific to that vendor, does that create any issues for us legally going forward? You understand what I'm saying? Because it's kind of like a non-competitive bid now. because you changed the language. Now it's all brand new. I don't know if that, I mean, maybe I'm being follow the blue guy a little bit over the top, but, you know, we're just flitting through all this stuff. And
you got to speak into the microphone, please, Mr.
I know Sullivan. You can hear me, but anyway, yeah.
So we're really talking about two related items, as you noted with your prior question. The rescinding and the awarding are being done under two particular items. One is Section 612 of the Charter, which allows for an alteration, and under 56.6, we're here to they're utilizing that exception where there's a work to the disadvantage of the city. In this case, they've done multiple procurements with only one responding vendor. So what's being presented to the committee here by the administration is the awarding of a new contract with these additional terms, substantially similar, but with one major difference, mm-hmm. as noted by Christy. Mm-hmm. And it's compliant with the Charter and the procurement laws of the ordinances.
What did you say to the detriment of the city previous to that?
Disadvantage.
What was the language there?
Under the Code of Ordinances 56.6, there's provisions that you need to establish to utilize that provision to have an exception to the newspaper publication and posting of notices for those awards. In this case, typically we encounter this with sole source vending, mm-hmm. vendors, but sure. also in this case where multiple procurements have been attempted and only one vendor has come forward previously.
Okay, good.
Thank you. Any other questions for members of the public? Thank you. Now at this point, I will call for discussion on specific items in the bid package from members of the committee, council, and public. I would like to I'd like to pull bid 2022-069, Medical Examinations Police, to be discussed. Are there any items from members of the committee? Councilman Gebhardt would like to pull and discuss 2022-407, State of Rhode Island Data Communication Services Help Desk. Are there any others, Councilman? Thank you. Councilman Foley? Are there any items that members of the council would like to pull for discussion?
Yep.
Councilman Lattisor.
I would like to pull 2023-007, Veterinarian Services, please. Veterinary Services.
2023-007, Veterinary Services. Thank you.
Yes.
Any others, Councilman?
No, thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Are there any others from members of the council? Any items members from the public would like to pull from the bid package to discuss? Are there any items from the bid package members of the public would like to discuss? Please identify yourself.
Rob Cody, Ward 7, 2022-339.
Is that?
I don't see it.
Oh, okay, okay. That, all right, yeah. So to reiterate, we're discussing the bid package. Are there any items from the bid package that before us that members of the public would like to pull? Thank you. So as we did before, we'll just go in order. So we'll start with Councilman Gebhardt, bid 2022-407, State of Rhode Island Data Communication Services. That is found on page 23. Councilman Gebhardt.
Hey, Chris, thanks. I just had a quick question about this. So is the team expanding? Are you adding more agents who are going to help folks? Or what's the need for more seats?
Just a moment, Councilman, please. initially, we wanted to purchase two additional licenses for an intern that we had at the time. That internship is now winding down. And also for a project coordinator position that's recently been filled. Even though the current intern's term is winding down, we will be able to occupy that position with, we'll be able to use that second license for another staff member.
Okay.
Once hired. So that's all. It's only two additional licenses so that we're not, without being able to license every member of the department, when a ticket comes in, it has to be given to an existing user and then forwarded through some other means, whether it's a voicemail or an email to the user who doesn't have the access license.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great. Just makes it a little more efficient.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Good. Are there any other questions from members of the committee? Members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Thank you. The next item for discussion is from Councilman Lattiser, 2023-007, found on page 26. Correction, I apologize.
Thank you, Chairman.
Yep.
I don't have
29.
I don't have any questions for Ann. Actually, I wanted to compliment you on this bid as well as the one coming up after it, or the one that is listed here also. And I really appreciate the fact that you have gone out of your way and taken the time to research the vendors, to reach out to the vendors who didn't submit a bid, and to ask those questions that I've been hammering away at for probably the last 8 or 9 years. And for me, it's gratifying to see the fact that you did that, and I appreciate it. And people know I don't have a problem asking questions, digging into things, complaining about things, but I also never have a problem with extending the kudos and compliments when I see things being done quite well. And I want to thank you for that. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Councilman. Any questions for members of the committee? Members of the council? Members of the public? Thank you. The next item that will be up for discussion is bid 2022-069, medical examinations of police. This is found on page 40 in your bid package. Good evening, Major.
Good evening. Major Mike Lima, admin major, work police department. I originally just requested an increase in spending authority of $1,800 on bid 2022-069. I'm actually going to ask to amend that an additional $1,800, so a total amount of $3,600 to be added to the current contract, which expires on September 18th, 2022.
So we're going to do a little bit of housekeeping before we go continue with the questions. May I have a PCR? It's okay. PCR 45-22. Thank you. And Major, what was the reason for the increase?
We have 7 potential candidates going into the August Academy, and we don't have enough money right now to pay for all the psych tests. We have a new process starting, and right off the bat, we've identified 2 police officers from other police departments within the state that we want to potentially hire as well. So there's a good chance I'm not going to use all the 3,600. We're probably only going to use 2,400 of it, but I just wanted to get out ahead of it so I wouldn't have to come back before council again to ask for another increase.
And this is almost what we had this discussion some time ago about, the constant moving door of recruitment and where to get police officers in a profession that has definitely seen its challenges and keeping its numbers. So this is just part of that rotation that we were speaking of, especially when it came to the recruitment and the testing and everything else.
Correct. And each applicant, as they move through the hiring process, has to do a psychological exam. So this is what this increase is for.
Thank you. Thank you, Major. Councilman Foley.
More a statement than a question. I want to thank you for your answer to the chair's question. And I sit and I listen, and I don't feel it necessary to reiterate or restate questions that have already been answered. And similarly, today, on my time during the day, I reached out to the chief and asked questions of him for anything that was coming in front of us. I just don't feel a need to drag out our meetings with questions that are redundant and have already been answered. Thank you for your time.
So before I go on to the next question, so am I correct in knowing that you want to amend this from a total ask to increase the position from 10,200 to 13,800?
I believe it's 8,400 to 12,000.
84. Oh, because originally it said, oh, okay. Yeah, I added the 36 on top. Okay. So from 8,400, and then you're going to add in the 36. Got it.
Correct.
Thank you. Any other questions from members of the committee? Questions from members of the, I'm sorry, solicitor.
I just want to clarify the amount.
Certainly.
Contract award increase is going to go from, we're adding $1,800 to adding how much?
It's going to be another 18. So it's, see if you, in the first one, I saw his original request at 10,002. So I added the 3,600, but it's really, I'm adding the 3,600 to 84. So it's going to be 12. That is going to be the total amount requested, correct, Major?
Yes, sir.
Any other questions from members of the council? Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you. Major, how many officers have we hired since June?
We have done since June, I know we've done 9 exams. We've, in one of those exams, that recruit at the academy failed out. So we've hired 8 so far.
And you've done 9 out of the 14 exams? Is that it?
Correct.
And you need to do another, what, 9 more?
Potentially. We definitely have 7 that are slated to go to the August Academy. And we have 2 other potential candidates that have just applied in the last week. That would be basically lateral transfers. They would not have to go to the academy, but they still have to pass our background check, which includes the psychological exam.
Sure. And Major, how many, you said, taking into consideration anticipated retirements, how many anticipated retirements do you have?
We have 3 right now. So this number, that 7 number plus that 2 number, would actually bring us up for probably the first time since I can remember to our complement of 175.
I know you've been struggling getting to that complement for a long time. I know that. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Major. I'm all set, Chairman.
Thank you, Councilman. Solicitor?
I just wanted to clarify after reconfirming with purchasing the amendment that is being requested to the 2 PCR 4422, I guess it's now PCR 4522, mm-hmm. is that the award would be changed from 1800 to 3600.
Yes. Therefore, and in the top of the cover letter, it says that the request to increase PCR 9721 sub A was originally 8,400 to 10,200, but now it'll go from 8,400 to 12.
Correct.
Yes.
But for the purposes of the amendment to be offered,
right.
It would be the 1,800 to 3,600.
Understood. I just wanted to get all the numbers right. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you, Major. Oh, I apologize. Any other member questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the public? Questions from members of the public? Thank you. So now, before we move on the consent, let's have a vote on this. If I may have a motion on PCR 45-22 as or with amendment.
Mm-hmm. So I move for the amendment in the dollar amount of an additional $3,600. No I'm sorry, go ahead. Thank you, Solicitor. Go ahead. How should it be worded?
So we'll move
there you go.
From 1,800 to 3,600 total.
So the motion has been made to increase.
Second.
Yep. The motion has been made on 45-22, PCR 45-22. Seconded?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Now I will move PCR 45-22 as amended.
Move favorable action.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you all very much. Thank you. Now, if I may have a motion on the full consent calendar.
I move favorable action.
Second.
I have a motion. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you to the committee. Thank you, Solicitor, and everyone. Directors, thank you. We now move on to the regular committee agenda. If I may have a motion for acceptance of the minutes from the committee meeting held on April 4th.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. PCR 44-22 was already voted on, so therefore we'll go to PCR 39-22, formerly 2022-339, Fire Department Promotional Exams. Good evening, Chief. You have the floor.